The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network,
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Out of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to bubblegenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yeah, we both have so much in common. We both love soup, and we love the outdoors. We love snow peas, and talking and not talking. We could not talk or talk forever and still find things to not talk about.
We're having fun because we're number one, and the part that makes us smile is making friends all around the world, singing up and down the dial.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
You people are sick. And tell them that we're liars.
It is Thursday, August 13, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska, that is Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Hi there.
We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best damn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. He is the best. The Bowen Law Group wants to give you free answers to legal questions. That's just for you, you listening to the show right now. Head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link on the podcast page, and all of your legal questions shall be answered by Charles Bowen. Okay, here we go. For the first time ever in the history of this podcast program, Chez Pazienza and I are officially in the same time zone.
We are. I can almost reach out and touch your penis.
Because over the weekend, this is the reason we missed the after party on Friday, and then we missed Tuesday's show because I moved to California, the scenic and lovely Bay Area of California, and it is gorgeous here. I was going to say the weather is really nice. Now I know
The drought.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
California down now. Don't ever use water.
No. The water pressure, it's like I took a shower the other day, and the shower head was just going like, it was just like spitting on me. It was just going, and then it would, like, the water would stop, and then the shower head would go. I was like, oh, wow, it really is a drought. And then a little bit of sand came out. That was weird. But it's nice. And I assume that at some point it's going to get ridiculously cold here. Because all I hear about is how the Bay Area gets crazy cold. Like,
it'll get cold all the time. Like, it'll be like August and it'll be cold. Like tomorrow night it's going to be like 30 below.
What's the phrase?
The coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so all of that aside, and we may have some additional details for you on the after party tomorrow, Friday. Moving on with show, there are a few things. I guess starting out right away, this has been a hell of a few days, not just for me and moving, but also for Ben Cohen,
our good friend Ben Cohen from the Daily Banter. Our good friend and internet whipping boy, Ben Cohen.
Oh, my God. It was a brave... He wrote about Black Lives Matter and how Black Lives Matter activists are attacking Bernie Sanders. They're going after Bernie Sanders.
Well, a few of them did. Obviously, at Netroots, and then again, most famously in Seattle.
Yeah, and I was there for the Netroots one. I watched that happen, and it was there were a lot of unhappy people as that was going on. The most unhappy person in that room was Bernie Sanders. But Ben Cohen wrote this article about Black Lives Matter attacking liberal Democrats, and while it's a brave stance, it was kind of a no-win to write it and publish it publicly. But I still think it was brave of him to do.
Ironically, I wrote about it for Banter Magazine today. I have been going through a period of very serious writer's block where just the words haven't looked right to me. It's been really difficult.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the thing that kind of broke me out of it this week was the need to kind of draw some of the fire off of Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote something about the same subject. I was a little bit more even-handed than he was, basically saying, you know what, this is an example. The Bernie Sanders supporters yelling at Black Lives Matter protesters, and Black Lives Matter protesters obviously yelling at Bernie Sanders supporters and calling them racist, which is what happened in Seattle.
Yeah.
That to me is why liberals suck. That is the ultimate example of the liberal, the famous liberal circular firing squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, you know, God fucking forbid that everybody can kind of stick together on a subject and get shit done for it.
Well, I mean, and here's ultimately what my objection comes down to. It's that it has nothing to do with the cause, which I support. I have generally an issue with modern activism getting it wrong.
Bingo.
And remember, we talked about this. We were highly critical of Occupy Wall Street.
That's it. You know what? Exactly. That's a great example, and it's funny that I didn't think to go to that.
Yeah.
This is not a racial issue for me. I don't like that brand of in-your-face, counterproductive, we're going to stop and yell at you activism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when Code Pink does it. I don't like it when Occupy Wall Street did it. I don't like it when Black Lives Matter does it.
Well, it's like, at least, you know, with like Code Pink or BLM, there's some sort of, you can go to a leader of Black Lives Matter. You can point to a strategy, but right. Occupy Wall Street got it completely wrong. They had no leadership. They had no strategy.
And they went out of their way to have no leadership.
Yeah. And I think by the same token, I think Black Lives Matter is doing it way better than Occupy ever did. But at the same time,
that's absolutely true.
But at the same time, I think this is a significant mistake to be going after the wrong people. You do not go after Bernie Sanders. And besides, Bernie Sanders is already on your side. You're wasting your time going after Bernie Sanders. And I wonder if it was Ben Cohen's thing that did this. But today they went after Jeb Bush. And I think I've been somewhat out of the loop over the last several days, but I think that's the first time BLM protesters have showed up at a Republican rally.
I don't think that Ben had anything to do with it, but yeah. I do think, you know, my argument was, look, Bernie Sanders is not the enemy.
No.
You have 16 people who are running for president on the GOP ticket, all of whom are crazy, and none of whom give a flying fuck, one single fuck about black people. By the way, I'm so sorry about how much you're going to have to edit this.
You know, first show back, and I'm going to be bleeping all afternoon.
But they don't, you know, they don't care one bit about black people. In my opinion, and it's just my two cents, it is, but in my opinion, you go after those people because when they shut you down and throw you out, and they will, that shows people, you know what, this is the choice. The choice is the Democrats who will listen, who will give you some of what you want. Maybe not every single thing, but they will give you some of what you want versus the Republicans who will laugh in your face.
That's right.
They won't care one bit.
Yeah. And, you know, antagonism isn't going to – I've really strongly felt this for many, many years. And it goes back to – God, it goes back to even pre-Obama, where I always thought the left has this issue where there's the constant screeching and that it all sort of congeals into just white noise. And then
it's antagonism. That's their brand of protest.
And the White House just would eventually go – like all this, remember all the screeching at Barack Obama early on that also came from the left? Like I remember Daniel Choi saying that Barack Obama was the worst president in the history of the United States for gay rights.
That clown.
And so I felt like, and then everyone sort of joined in and piled on. And I felt like, you know, eventually they're going to go, oh, it's just the white noise from the left again.
Yeah.
Tune out.
Know who their enemies are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
There are so many people, I sort of tried to allude to this in my piece, there are so many different kinds of identities underneath the liberal banner that you get issues with identity politics. I get that. You're going to have people going at each other. But dear God, if you can't come together, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
Know your fucking enemy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Well, and the other thing, too, is I think the best form of activism involves a little bit of, I don't know how to put it, a little bit of cheekiness, a little bit of sense of humor, like some sort of like wink in there. And when it's just incoherent rage screaming at someone who is actually your friend, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I want to go, here's what you should be doing. But at the same time, I don't want to say that, especially in this context, because I feel like that's not acceptable. I feel like that's
you'll get screamed at,
which is what happened.
You will become like Ben.
Yeah.
You'll get beat. You'll get your ass beaten on Twitter.
But at the
that is absolutely true. And that's, you know, Ben has been just, people have been just raking him over the coals.
Yeah,
especially on Twitter over the past several days.
Yeah, I had my cable installed yesterday. First thing I tuned into was MSNBC, and they were just starting into an entire segment about what Ben wrote on MSNBC. And it's going, oh my God.
And you know what's really funny, by the way? Ben actually was not the person in the sort of the highest internet platform to say that. Hamilton Nolan over at Gawker wrote a really great piece where I think the title of it was "Don't Piss on Your Friends."
Yeah. And by the way, if any of you thought that Ben did this for ratings,
I don't
mind telling you that the Daily Banter's ratings are exactly the same as they were before the whole thing started.
Yeah.
So there was no big ratings bump or anything like that. There was no motivation for that. Ben was just being honest.
No, and you know what? I think that on a very personal level here, given that neither of us writes as much for Banter as we used to, I felt bad. You know, I feel like it was just sort of him against the world.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because obviously, dear God, of course, needless to say, Tommy's not going to agree with that. So it's like even within his own sight,
yeah,
the only other person really contributing full time is standing against him. So, yeah, you know what? I really wanted to step up and say something because I felt like crap. I think again, Ben is an ally. Ben is an honest-to-God ally. He's a guy who's written about racism so often. He's written about racial justice so often. But this is the thing that eats me alive. It doesn't matter whether you're an ally. And I'm not saying to Black Lives Matter. I mean in liberal circles regardless. It doesn't matter if you are an ally. It doesn't matter if you are asking questions or operating in good faith.
Right.
You will still get ripped to shit if you don't speak the correct shibboleth or stay within the acceptable orthodoxy.
Oh, yeah, and don't I know it? Because
yeah,
I remember
exactly
3 years ago, right about now, I was screeching about the reporting on the NSA thing. In fact, right about now was when Glenn Greenwald's husband got detained at Heathrow, and then they came out with that ridiculous computer smash-up story. And I still felt like months later, and even years later, I still feel like I'm the only one going, what the F was the deal with the computer smash-up story? It was so ridiculous.
Right. No, exactly.
And I felt like I was the only one. Yeah, I was out in the wilderness shouting about that.
Yeah, that's the thing that's so frustrating, is that, you know, you can stand together or you are absolutely going to fall apart.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just – that's all there is to it.
Well, we have a gigantic show lined up today. We've got some a brief taste of some Dan Bedondi audio coming back from a short break on the show. Plus, Dan Bedondi also thinks there were once giants walking the earth and that the Smithsonian is part of a conspiracy to cover up the existence of giant fossils.
Of course, he's one. Also, you know what? He really is into WWE, so he's probably talking about Andre the Giant.
Yeah, but I mean, it's clearly a ridiculous made-up story that he's latched onto again. And he wrote this entire Facebook essay that I'm going to read here on the show. Plus, lots of election news. The, oh my God, there's the possibility of a Jesse Ventura, Donald Trump ticket. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, boy.
So we've got some Jesse Ventura audio in which he floats the idea to former Trump advisor Roger Stone on his off-the-grid show. Plus, Trump and Rand Paul are at war with each other. We've got some audio of that. A couple of interesting Ben Carson. Ben Carson's still beating the dead horse of how Planned Parenthood wants to eradicate black people. And plus, Ben Carson evidently did something that he probably should have been clear about when the whole Planned Parenthood issue first came up, but now it's come out, and we'll talk about that in a second. Speaking of going to war with Trump, Roger Ailes and Trump might go to war with each other unless Trump cools it.
No, they're not going to, and I think that's actually a really very, very big story.
Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with more show right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here, and if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Yes, it is. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us today. Really, really appreciate it. All right, let's right out of the shoot, because I'm in a pretty good mood today. So let's talk about Dan Bedani here. We don't usually do it in the second segment, but we've got an audio clip. That's kind of funny. It's maybe not the greatest Dan Bedani clip, but there are just some funny word usages in here that you might find entertaining. We could bring out our Dan Bedani music, which I always tend to forget these days. But plus, Dan Bedani thinks there were once giants walking the earth. In case you're just joining the show, Dan Bedani is a conspiracy theorist who's affiliated with Alex Jones and the InfoWars universe. And they're all crazy people. They're bastard people. So we like to make fun of Dan Bedani quite often because he also thinks we should be bombing abortion clinics, and he thinks Sandy Hook was a hoax, and he thinks the Boston Marathon bombing was a false flag. So, you know, and plus he's got a silly voice. So we like to relentlessly make fun of Dan Bedani on the show because we think he deserves it. Okay, that aside, Dan Bedani reported on his show this week on his truthradioshow.com. And also at InfoWars, about how Rhode Island is making it mandatory for 7th graders. Now, this is just the InfoWars headline. I didn't look into the veracity of the story, but I do think that it could be a fake story. They could be making it up, or maybe not making it up, but misinterpreting the story, which often happens with Dan Bedani. So he says that 7th graders in Rhode Island, are now required to get the HPV vaccine. Or as Dan Bedani says in this audio clip, the HPV vaccine. He says HPV over and over again.
Dear God.
Which I've never heard before.
Anne H. has HPV.
Yeah. All right, let's play this Dan Bedani audio talking about the HPV virus.
Dan Bedani, truthradioshow.com. Today is Monday, August 10th of 2015. And last Thursday, for InfoWars.com, I went to cover the Rhode Island Department of Health's open meeting about the...
Just hearing him... You know what? It's anything beyond three syllables. He can't even say department.
Rhode Island Department of Health. I went and covered it for InfoWars. I went there to the Rhode Island Department.
Can you imagine that? You're a public official. You're sitting there, you're minding your own business, about to have a very formal hearing. And, you know, all of a sudden you hear this music start up, and it's Dan Bedani walking into the room.
I'm here to cover the... don't start the hearing without me.
InfoWars.
I got questions.
Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed.
Infringe what, Mr. Bedani?
Shall not be infringed.
What, we're not in... What are we talking about? We're talking about HPV.
Shall not be a French.
I can picture, you know what I can picture? I'm trying to picture Dan Bidondi on a date.
I think we've gone down that road before, and it got ugly.
All right, have we? I can see this.
Dan Bidondi having sex.
Oh, well, no, having sex is one thing. No, I mean, okay. I'm trying to picture him on a date, like an actual, like, sitting across from some, you know, nice young woman, I hope. At a, when I say hope, I don't mean like he's gay. I mean, I hope she's nice. because, God, Dan Bidondi with gay sex would just, I can't even fathom that.
Please.
But Dan Bidondi, you know, out with somebody sitting at a restaurant. And it's funny because I tried to picture him at a nice restaurant. And then immediately the very first thing that came to mind was, Da, you going to eat those cheese sticks? So now like, it's like now suddenly it's like it popped my dream and he's at a Friday.
Or worse, like at a Outback Steakhouse or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
He's at a Chili's eating like, you know, jalapeno poppers.
I'd like the blooming onion. Double order, one for her and a Coke with no ice.
God. Can you imagine being flim-flammed into a blind date with Dan Bidondi?
Oh, yeah, he's really attractive. Yeah,
oh, dear God.
He's got an interesting look about him. Are you sure? Are you sure he's not, like, crazy or something? No. He's a nice guy.
What does he look like?
He's sturdy and he's very clean looking.
Okay. You get the knock at the door.
TruthRadio.com.
Dan Bidondi, TruthRadioShow.com. I'm here at, today is Monday, August the 10th of 2015. I'm here to take you on a date. First, we go in.
The right to put my penis inside you shall not be a friend.
Good Lord. And then, of course, you know, the appropriate reaction is just. And then you run away. Or maybe the appropriate reaction is this.
We'll see Dan Bidondi on Tinder.
Yeah,
don't ever swipe left.
I'm Dan Bidondi. Maybe at the end of the night we can go to the point and make out or do something fun.
And then just like zip right out of there. Leave nothing but a vapor trail behind. Just dash right out of the room.
Oh, God!
All right, back to his HPV vaccine rant.
Mandatory HPV vaccine.
See, there it was. He said mandatory HPV vaccine.
Meeting about the mandatory HPV vaccines.
What?
That HPV. Became a man.
I don't know. I've never heard it.
He said HPV.
HPV.
HPV. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. HPV.
HPV.
Look. This man has no idea what a vagina is, how it works, what it looks like, how it operates, any of that.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he's got a child was by complete accident.
What happened to our parental rights? And not the point that if it's safe or not. The point is you're undermining my parental rights, you're undermining my civil liberty.
You're undermining
my civil liberty.
Yeah, undermining my civil liberty.
This guy's awesome.
My God-given rights, and we already had Miller and another senator, Gail.
Oh, it's Dan Bidondi's nemesis, Josh Miller, state senator Josh Miller.
Golden attack religious exemption. It was a Senate Bill 0381. It failed. That would not surprise me. When somebody told me, there's a senator out there trying to annul the religious exemption. Right away, it came to my head. It's got to be Senate.
Trying to null.
What's a null? Is he nulling something?
It's Senator Josh Miller's trying to null.
And then suddenly the monkey running in his head just slowed down and take a break.
Yeah, the monkey had to stop and take a breath. The hamster wheel got stuck.
Exemption. Right away came into my head, it's got to be Senator Josh Miller. Sure enough, the Senate Bill 0381, there's Josh Miller's name all over the bill. And Gail Golden as well, the other senator. But I mean, senators from...
He's having a rough day.
I tend to throw in the duh myself. I take the liberty to actually make him sound like he says duh a lot. But there he actually said, duh. Yeah.
He's got like the Homer Simpson thing where it's like, don't say this, don't say this, don't say this.
It's Josh Miller's name all over the bill. And Gail Golden as well, the other senator. But I mean, senators from...
By the way, Josh Miller, just to clarify, Josh Miller was the state senator who told Dan to go F himself.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the first Dan Bodani clip that we ever played. Josh Miller telling Dan Bodani to go F himself. And then the gun-grabbing cameraman, Second Amendment-hating cameraman said, go F yourself. Which he really, really deserves.
Providence and Cranston, but that doesn't even matter. They were trying to attack religious exemption. Because everybody should get the vaccine. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you don't give your kids the vaccine, you idiot. And, you know, it's just a direct
attack. Actually, yeah, I would totally give my kid the vaccine.
Yes, but you know why? Because it prevents cancer.
Yep.
And
what seems to be the trouble with this?
Yeah. I mean, the two things it prevents, let's see if these are desirable things to ever get. Genital warts, which is what HPV is, and then cervical cancer. Good
but,
God.
But it's against my religious rights, God-given.
Yeah, where in the Bible does it say you can't have an HPV vaccine?
No.
That's insane.
He takes all of his cues from a 2000... You know what? Forget it. I'm going to go on a rant again. I just don't feel like it.
Simple.
Dan, but your religion sucks.
Yeah, yeah. But he's really into it.
He mandated it. I said, hey, you have to have it. But the Department of Health... And, here's the thing. They say, oh, you have a choice.
Here's the thing. More things. I got more things to tell you about. Got lots of things.
Oh, dude, I so see a bionic Dan Bodani's bionic HPV clinic. Coming up in the near future.
Bionic Dan Bodani's Bionic HPV Clinic. Holy crap.
Airs next week, baby. Wait for it next Tuesday.
We got the freshest speculums ever in the history of speculums. I got speculums. Make sure they're not too cold. They're warm and they're slippery. So they go right in.
Yeah, speculate. Speculate. Suddenly, he turns into, like, Reservoir Dogs. Toby Chew.
More things! We got the comfiest stirrups. Put your feet up in the thing, and then I go to town on your thing. Let me see. Come on down to Bionic Dan Bodani's Bionic Italian HPV Clinic.
But it's mandated. Last I knew, when it's mandated, you don't have a choice.
It's mandated.
You got to see the video when it comes out on Infowars.com. You got to be blown away on the contrary of these. It's so bizarre. I mean,
wow.
I can't even come up
that
with words.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's just awesome.
That's
on
what
the contrary.
Don't even know. It's so confusing.
Wow.
No, it always happens, man. Always,
really
every clip.
Having trouble this week.
Yeah, every clip you just hear them wheels grind into a halt in that brain. Just go. They start. This is just metal on metal grinding together, sparks and smoke coming out of his ears.
For right now, oh man! But here's the immunization list, and
Here's the what?
Here's the immunization list.
Oh, I thought he said a mutantization. Like he's becoming a mutant.
Here's the mutation list.
Wow.
It wasn't even any syllables in there. It was just like a... It was just a noise. Here's the mutation list.
Oh, I mean, it's so bizarre. I mean, I can't even come up with words for it right now.
Obviously.
Oh, man. But, here's a mutation list. And, you know, WPRI Channel 12 was saying, hey, oh, it's for 7th graders. HPV vaccine for 7th graders. Yeah, it's for 7th graders when they start, but these vaccines go a long list from kindergarten to graduation.
Wait. He says kindergarten? It go a long way from kindergarten. Who the F says kindergarten?
Well, somebody who didn't graduate.
That's right.
I was never in a class in kindergarten where they tell you how to pronounce kindergarten. They never got that far. Because it was all about Common Core teaching me about how to use strap-on dildos. I don't want to learn those dings. So that's why I never learned how to say kindergarten.
He says kindergarten.
And if you look at all the doses and all the vaccines, this is requirements for children entering pre-kindergarten child care.
Somewhere out there, Mrs. Bidondi is just, I'm so proud of you, Danny.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Mrs. Bidondi, like mommy Bidondi.
Ma Bidondi
looks, she's like the, you know how Jonathan Winters would dress up as like the old lady, but he would just put on the wig and the dress, and he wouldn't even try to look feminine in any other way. Dan Bidondi's mom looks like Dan Bidondi, but with just like a gray hair wig on.
That would be very funny. I'm not going to insult Ma Bidondi because I don't know her, so.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Daycare.
Her son is a f***ing moron.
They have to have all this before they even step foot in a public school. This isn't pre-kindergarten and child care and daycare center.
Pre-kindergarten. Pre-kindergarten is that, again, it's that stuff you get on your sweat sock.
Yeah. I mean, that was my radio name back in 1982. I was Kenny Gotten on the radio. Hey, everybody, it's Kenny here. Kenny Gotten. Playing more continuous music. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we just blew right past the second break on the show. This is, we have a three-segment show today. What the hell, it's our show. Yeah. We're in charge.
We don't have to worry about simulcast anymore, do we?
I have no idea.
You know what? Let the radio station sort it out. Let WEAC Radio sort it out.
I have no idea if we're still on the radio in Washington.
We don't know that. Anybody in D.C., if you happen to listen to, I guess it's WEAC Radio.
1480.
Try and see if we're still on there.
1480 AM. I think you have to drive right up to the building to actually hear it. You have to put your ear up to the glass of the front of the building in order to hear the show. But that's when it happens. I think it's 5 Eastern on Saturdays is when we're on. But I have no idea if we're actually, like, for real on the radio anymore.
You know how, like, you go to, like, radio stations and you hear, like, in Miami, it was always from the Palm Beaches to Key West. WEAC Radio is, like, from M Street to maybe Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you know what else? Here in California, I was listening to a radio station. I think it was 107.7. As I was driving up from the airport to my house or my new place. And so I heard this morning radio, like a genuine morning zoo show. I mean, un-effing believable. I mean, it's really like the hot talk DJ is like really getting into it. Hey, it's Kenny Gotten on the radio, 107.7. It's like, holy crap, they still exist. They're
you
still
seriously,
here.
Dude, I swear to you, you can edit this out if you want. Totally need to go online sometime, go to YouTube, and just look up Opie and Anthony Jocktober. And they, what they do is they go through like some of the worst fucking like morning zoo radio shows, and they just mock them for like an hour. It's great.
Oh, I love doing that. You know how like Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld would get together and make fun of comics?
Yeah.
I like to do that with radio guys. All right, so I guess we've got some election news to get to here today. Okay, first, let's do this story. Let's get this out of the way. This is the big Ben Carson story of the day. By the way, Ben Carson, second place right now in the Iowa polls. Second place to Trump. Which is amazing. He must be just, I mean, the hypnosis must actually be working for Ben Carson. Yeah. Because, I mean, what he does is he goes to, like, these little town hall meetings in Iowa and just starts this. Okay. Everybody relaxed? I'm Dr. Ben Carson. I'm here to put you to sleep and to suggest to you while you're sleeping that you support me, Dr. Ben Carson. I once removed half a brain. I swear I did. That makes you scared, doesn't it? Like I might go into your brain and pick out half of your brain while you're sleeping. Now, you're going to go to sleep, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bwa-ha-ha. Ha-ha-ha. Bwa-ha-ha-ha. Ha-ha. Oh, I've never laughed that hard in my entire life. Dr. Ben Carson.
Okay.
All right, so Ben Carson performed research, medical research, using fetal tissue that had been aborted. This might be a problem for Ben Carson because he's come out strongly against Planned Parenthood and their fetal tissue donation. They're not even doing it themselves. They're not even doing the research themselves. They're just handing it off to people like Ben Carson who actually performed the research. Here's the story from, what is this, Huffington Post? AP. Oh, no, this is Huffington Post. Famed neurosurgeon Ben Carson says that that most medical research can be conducted without using fetal tissue, which has been in the news recently after a series of secretly taped but edited videos showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing how to legally provide aborted tissue to researchers. He has called the benefits of such research, quote-unquote, overpromised, and has said the videos have made him wonder, quote, how far we have drifted in terms of our humanity. Well, that's really indicting. But according to Dr. Jen Gunter, an OBGYN and pain medicine physician, the Republican presidential candidate published a study with three other colleagues in 1992 that described using, quote, human choroid plexus ependema and nasal mucosa from two fetuses aborted in the 9th and 17th weeks of gestation.
I just want to hear Dan Bidondi say all of that.
The human choroid plexus ependema. And
so he just reduces down to
fetuses, 17 weeks and gestation.
John Cocktoaster.
Kenny Gotten.
Yep.
As a neurosurgeon, Dr. Ben Carson knows full well that fetal tissue is essential for medical research. His discipline would have had a hard time being where it is today without that kind of work.
Well, sorry, Dr. Ben Carson.
You know, there are things called, like, web pages, and they're all housed on this thing called the internet that people can go and look at. But I assure you, you think Fox News is talking about this today?
No. Of course not.
No.
Not a chance.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, so moving along here, Trump and Rand Paul have gone to war with each other. This started at the debate last week, which we never actually talked about, but it's old news by now. But they were... That was one of my favorite. Well, actually, you know what? Wasn't it Rand Paul and Chris Christie going at each other during the debate? That was the most entertaining part. That was the most entertaining part. But the fact is that it was also scary because it was indication that the Trumpification of the election is actually bleeding out to the other candidates.
Of course it is. Oh, my God, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris Christie was doing it. Yeah, and Rand Paul was doing it.
The whole new Matt Taibbi article.
Yeah.
In Rolling Stone about the GOP clown car goes deeply into that, about how, you know, if you try to sort of be a regular candidate, nobody's going to care. But yeah. The crazier thing you say, these people now know it. The more you eat up, the more you get trending.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this for Salon today. I don't know if it's been published yet, but, you know, the Clinton email scandal is a big deal right now. But it's not a big deal, actually. It's a big deal among the political press and people who hate the Clintons. Everyone else, no one cares about the Clinton email scandal. You know why? Because it's an old school scandal. It's like a scandal from yesteryear, and it involves lots of technical jargon. People want to know right now about fetuses, Mexican rapists, and controversial things said on Twitter. Those are modern scandals. If Hillary Clinton had said something controversial on Twitter, then that would be huge and everyone would pay attention to it.
Yeah, the email scandal is not going to stick.
No, absolutely not. And it keeps coming back up, but no one cares. No one cares. I mean,
will be a problem if Congress decides to if Congress can figure out a way to constantly hamstring her.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think
I want you to show up for, you know, for questioning session after questioning session and for subcommittee meeting after subcommittee meeting.
So here's getting back to Trump and Rand Paul. First, Rand Paul did a Trump impression at a rally the other day. Here's Rand Paul's Trump impression.
Well, my favorite is, yeah, the reason I tell women they're ugly is because I'm so good looking. Everybody knows I'm good looking, right?
Yeah, that's not bad. That's an okay impression, I guess.
It's almost impossible to do a good impression of Trump. When you do an impression of Trump, you literally do an impression.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – nobody can imitate him. You know, you're doing an impression of his overall – whatever the hell he is.
Yeah.
His gestalt.
Yeah, like mine is more of a Frank Sinatra voice. I realized that the other day. I was like, I'm kind of doing Frank Sinatra, not Donald Trump. But it's the overall, yeah, you're exactly right. It's the impression of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Here's Trump saying that Rand Paul is weak. He's weak. He's done. He's finished.
You know, you look at a guy like Rand Paul, he's failing in the polls. He's weak on the military. He's pathetic on military. Hasn't his whole team been indicted? I mean, I've been reading where this
is the super PAC supporting him.
Yeah,
right?
they've been indicted. So, you know, he's a mess. There's no question about it.
He's weak. He's a mess. And he's pathetic.
Yeah, that's the thing. Think about just imagine this blithering asshole for president. Imagine him being president.
Imagine him being president and imagine Jesse Ventura as the vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse.
I heard about that.
Here's Jesse Ventura on his show Off the Grid, his internet show. And he's interviewing former Trump advisor Roger Stone, who thinks that that black and Hispanic people on TV are quota hires. And so he was fired for writing that. But here's Jesse Ventura talking to Roger Stone.
Hold on, though.
Shocking to me that he got fired for that. It's like Trump says the most horrific crap.
Yeah.
And this guy gets fired for saying that. Like, oh, you know what? That's too far. That's like when they kick Steven Adler out of Guns N' Roses for doing too many drugs.
Right. Here's Jesse Ventura.
I shocked my staff today. I came in and said, you know,
I shocked my staff today.
No, I really did. I shocked them with a cattle prod. I brought it in and I just started shocking them.
Here, take a little bit of this medicine. Can you smell what the body's cooking?
5,000 volts.
5,000 Do you feel like your eyeballs are going to light up now? Do you feel energized from the electricity? Because I just shocked you.
I shocked my staff today. I came in and said, you know what? As far as the Republicans are concerned, I said, I hope Trump wins on the Republican side. Now, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat either. So ultimately, I'd like somebody else to win overall.
The teeth are really at work today in this Jesse Ventura clip, isn't it? It's just really shocked my staff today.
Yeah.
It's really good. The teeth are really interfering with his talking today.
But yes. I said, the thing that's bugging me is how he is being attacked 360 degrees by everybody from mainstream media to the whole insider people in Washington, to these two political parties, all
parties.
Parties.
So far, they're parties.
Attacking Donald Trump. And it seems to me very clear that they want to handpick who we're going to get to vote for on both sides, and Trump and Bernie Sanders are going to be booted to the wind. Because I couldn't believe the other day that the blacks went and protested at a Bernie Sanders rally.
The blacks.
Yeah.
The blacks.
The blacks. Now, let it be known, ladies and gentlemen, that Ben Carson, Ben Cohen never referred to African Americans as the blacks. Not
Dude, that
once.
Would be so awesome. Imagine the trouble he'd be in if, like, his headline was something like, "The blacks need to shut up."
Good God. Holy crap. He would be doomed. I mean, worse than he is already. The blacks protested at a Bernie Sanders rally. God.
This guy's the most liberal, progressive candidate we've had in probably a half a century or more. And why would they?
He's almost as liberal as Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
George
here.
The Animal Steele. Who else was Ivan Putski? Sure, he came off as Russian, but he wasn't.
Lou Albano was a code pink activist. Here's Jesse Ventura asking to be Trump's VP.
Let's say hypothetically. Donald Trump's. Let's say hypothetically, Donald Trump somehow triumphs. Who do you think he should pick for his VP? Who would be a running mate? Let's go that far today. Who would be
far?
Eric, you know what's coming? Meatloaf's going to suddenly bust in. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Be a running mate for Donald Trump.
You know, one guy I like very much.
This is Roger Stone, by the way, the guy, the former Trump advisor.
The only other non-career politician in this race. He's a Republican.
And why does it sound like the guest has the better microphone?
Exactly.
It's like...
Well, you know why? Because Jesse's off the grid.
Jesse Ventura sounds like this.
Now, who do you think he chooses as his vice president?
And then Roger Stone's like, I think he should choose this guy.
That's because he's in one of those, like, dead cages, like in The Conversation. He's over on the other side of the room, encased in plastic and tinfoil.
You're about to say Dr. Ben Carson should join Trump as his VP. I think he'd be a good candidate.
Yes, I do. This is Roger Stone here, loud and clear.
Because I do think Trump needs to pick a Republican. That's Dr. Ben Carson. He's a brain surgeon. He doesn't come.
He's a brain surgeon, and Trump said, we need brain. Get it? I actually just stuck my tongue out for that. I'm like,
He's a brain surgeon. I think it should be Dr. Ben Carson. He's a brain surgeon. It's like...
Okay, okey-dokey, Ned Flanders.
That's exactly what was so Flanders. Yeah. Holy crap, he turned into Flanders there.
Pick a Republican, that's Dr. Ben Carson. He's a brain surgeon. He doesn't come from the world of politics. He's also a straight talker. I think Trump Carson would be a very strong ticket.
Straight to sleep talker.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's just my opinion. Beyond that, I would try to find somebody else outside the discipline of politics. He doesn't need some governor or some former governor or some senator.
Someone who's actually done something and can lead. He doesn't need any of that.
He doesn't need a former governor or a governor or even a former pro wrestler. So F you, Jesse Ventura.
He needs somebody who comes from another world, the world of business, the world of medicine.
Roger, that throws me out of the equation because I'm a former governor. What do you think Donald would ever think of asking me?
Do you think Donald would ever think of asking me to be his VP candidate?
Good God.
I think that people view you as an outsider, but Jesse, you'd have to become a registered Republican under the rules of the convention, and I don't think I could ever get you to do that.
Well, you know, it would depend if it was Donald.
Here's Jesse Ventura just casting aside all of his integrity.
Yep, right there.
The other week he was saying,
I just body slammed my integrity.
I poured
thermite paint on it.
I just dropped the big elbow on my integrity from the third turnbuckle.
Yep. All because Trump Ventura 2016, I ain't got time to concede.
That's so beautiful. Holy crap. That's the campaign slogan ripped right from Predator.
Yep.
I ain't got time to concede. See, now I thought Kenny Gotten was going to be the name of the show.
That would be.
But now it's going to be I Ain't Got Time to Concede. Holy crap, that's good.
He don't look like a registered Republican to me either.
Well, he is a great negotiator, Jesse. He may be able to get you to change your mind. I don't know.
This is like no, America's Funniest Home Videos. This whole thing is scripted.
Yeah, I think so. Of course.
Yeah, like they're trying so hard to make it seem like it's just off the cuff, but it's not. He's reading this. He's reading terribly.
Yeah.
It's like one of those old, like, you know, William Shatner or whatever bloopers and whatever the hell used to be on TV.
Oh, yeah, Dick Clark.
Dick Clark's bloopers.
Just, yeah, terribly scripted. They're standing there wearing tuxedos, and they're about to roll, like, a video of a guy getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. Ow, my balls.
Ow, my balls.
Makes sense. That's where we are.
All right. We've got a pretty big post-mortem show coming up because there's lots of things we didn't get to on the free segment of the show. So we'll bump those right over to the post-mortem show. If you want to listen to the post-mortem show, you got to go to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. If you don't have a pencil handy to write down that link, just go to bobsesca.com and click the link right at the top of the page for Patreon. It takes it right there. You donate to the show. It's like you can donate $5 a month. That's $5 a month. It's like next to nothing per show. And you'll get the post-mortem show. Just $5 a month. $10 level, you get the post-mortem show plus the after party, which we will be doing tomorrow, Friday. At the $15 level, you get the after party, the post-mortem show, and a commercial-free, not safe for work, unbleeped version of this show you were just listening to. That's at patreon.com/Bob and Chez.
So, and boy did I make that not bleeped version of the show worthwhile today.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like 4 hours going through and bleeping everything. And invariably, I'll miss one. Because I do that every week now. There's just like one F word that's left in the show that I just roll right on by.
Ha, 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 f*** you.
Oh, there we go again. Damn it. Damn it. Okay. We're going to be talking about Trump going to war with Fox News Channel. We'll be talking about a new CNN anchor who thinks liberals founded the KKK and the Nazis. Smart hires over at CNN. Plus a Florida story. A crazy Florida couple did something horrendous and blamed religion. Oh, and plus Ted Nugent is a about that too. That's on the postmortem show. We'll see you on the after party tomorrow. And if you don't listen to any of that, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Previously on House of Clintons.
You know, I really enjoy our nightly tradition of sharing a cigarette together next to an open window, Hillary.
Me too, Bill.
Say, have you thought about whether you're going to recess appoint me as UN ambassador?
Consider it done.
Hillary can't hear me while I talk directly to the camera. Boy, I'd rather be ambassador to Pussy Riot, if you know what I mean.
Did you say something, Bill?
I did not say anything about Pussy Riot.
Uh-huh. Anyways, it's a good thing we deleted all those emails off our Hillitron 9000 email server. I thought we might finally get caught pushing that reporter onto the metro tracks after we asphyxiated that congressman in his garage.
Good old Hillitron 9000. We have lots of evil secrets we need to keep. Secret. Hope she never finds out her homebrew server included a free lifetime membership to newbiles.com. Yummy.
Excuse me, Madam President.
Come on in, Meacham.
Doug Stamper found Vince Foster hiding in New Mexico with one of the Area 51 aliens. Of course, he took care of it.
Goody, goody gumdrops, finally. Hey, y'all, let's celebrate. Come here, Meacham.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.